Henry Dillon.
My name is Shane.
Welcome to this evening edition, New Year edition of Clowncast.
What's about camp?
Indeed. Important question.
There you go.
So I have my few guests tonight. We have Shane, with Jason Steam.
Hello.
Hello.
We have myself, Andre Agassi. We've got Ross De Rossi.
Shall I have my name?
Yes.
Spell your name out.
God. Henry Dillman.
Henry Dillman, local celebrity.
Andre Agassi.
So we're welcome to be a part of this privileged crew tonight.
Privilege.
So, we've got a New Year episode for you all.
Happy New Year!
I hope you're all having a great time. We're really struggling, I think, to recover from the New Year bender.
The New Year starts in February 1st.
But I think we can delay it to February, so we're alright.
Yeah. Chinese New Year.
A full bottle of wine.
So, the question for today is, we're going to give you a quick 10-minute blast of what the clowns are feeling.
I'm wearing my shoulders off.
And we're going to go with a quick question. What does everyone feel about Trump's wall in Mexico?
11 minutes.
Yeah. So, I like the idea of building a big wall. Like the Chinese Great Wall. It's impressive to look at, isn't it?
You can see it from space. But for quite frankly, I don't think there's any point. There's no Mongolian raiders to stop at the Mexican border, is there?
I mean, I've not seen any Mongolian raiders.
No,
but they might be there.
It's quite different, isn't it? What do you think, lads?
Mongs. Sorry, that's ridiculous. Keep out of Mongs. Did you know there's now...
There's no...
4 podcasts for every one person on planet Earth.
No, well. Thank you, Henry.
Thanks for that.
Irrelevant start. Yeah.
It's not true.
I think it's something...
Excellent shit start, though. Fucking perfect shit start.
It's something that's ridiculous to us in the UK, because, like, how the hell can we can understand what that's like, where they have, like, a shutdown, where half the government doesn't
fucking
work.
Government shutdown.
Mm.
Yeah.
Imagine that. It's ridiculous.
It's the equivalent of throwing your toys out the pram as a kid.
I say equivalent.
It would completely.
It's not playing anymore.
It would cause the revolution. Like that. No questions asked. Like government workers don't get paid for a week.
You're up for the wall.
Rightfully so. They'll fucking rise up.
I mean, I want to know what he's
how tall do you want it? That's what I want to know.
Is this wall?
How tall is this wall?
Dry stone wall? Because if it's a dry stone wall...
Dry stone wall, about 3 foot tall.
You are paying a lot. You're really financing a real like niche industry.
You need to get nice. Sort of Welsh farmers
I want,
to,
I want like, dry stone wall.
Yeah, I'm dry stone
wall. Would you build under as well? To stop them digging under?
3 foot.
Well, like, you've got to have a foundation, mate. It's got to stay
up. Yeah, but how far under would you go? Because you can dig 3 foot.
How high can you make a dry stone wall?
12 foot.
About 5 foot.
Yeah.
2 foot.
Are they doing steel fences? Is that what they're doing? They're doing steel
fences. Yeah,
but you just got to make it wider.
Have you seen it?
They can saw
through that like prototype steel wall. So it doesn't.
You can definitely get through a dry stone wall as well.
He wants $6 billion.
You certainly can get over a dry stone wall.
You certainly can,
unless you're completely infirm.
Yeah, but if you have $6 billion, decent wall building companies.
Hey guys, we need to stop all these Mexican pensioners getting over our dry stone wall. Okay.
I think it'd bring a lot of jobs.
Dry stone wall
If you're a wall builder right now, you're like fucking yes.
How many fucking dry stone walls are in the US?
No, I'm not talking about dry stone walls.
None. Okay? I'm not the only fucking dry stone walls in the UK.
They're like Welsh and Scottish, like weirdos.
I'm not talking about dry stone walls.
Bloody hell. I bet I can get a job at the Texas border doing a dry stone wall there. Like, you know.
I come back and buy a house
in Ponty Pandy.
We steel barricades.
Next to Fireman Sam.
Does anyone know what the actual building materials are intended to be?
Well, sandstone.
Sandstone? That is expensive as fuck.
I made it all. No, I actually know. It's not sandstone.
He knows.
There's a prototype where it's going to be steel slats, but you can fucking saw through it, so it's bollocks. And like, there's going to be concrete walls. No, I don't have the correct saw.
Is it literally going?
Concrete.
Complete slots. Edge to edge. Like, is a literally. Cause
no,
like,
it's not an office. Right.
Because as soon as you do that, it's what is the point of it?
It's totally preposterous. Yeah. It's totally preposterous.
Unless it is literally end to end, there is no point of the wall.
It's absolute. There's absolutely. There's all.
Put a glass of water.
There's
something. And put a pretend wall.
The amount of immigration is going down. It's going down anyway. There's fucking hardly any.
Does anybody of any sort here think it may be a good idea for the economy of America?
It'd be good for certain industries.
I have no idea about the
economy
in America. It'd be good for a couple of
industries.
But I think that that country is actually
You know what would be a good material for the wall?
It's not particularly well spent money.
A fucking wall made out of fire.
How will a wall help?
It's made out of like oil.
Just pyros.
To be fair, Trump would sign that off on it.
Just like get Rammstein to do pyrotechnics along the whole building. Yeah.
A non-stop gig on the top of the wall.
I think.
Yeah,
you've got to also think. If the jobs
most of the fucking immigrants like get stopped at like airports or overstaying visas.
Well, it's in like 95%. It's like 95% of the people that import stuff into the US through Mexico. It's like 95%.
Surely it's illegal ports.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
From illegal ports, it's like it's so much longer and expensive.
Yeah. Besides, people.
Take a risk, don't you?
Do illegal immigration.
Yeah, true.
Most of the legal immigrants who want to go there are already there.
Jobs have come for people manning the wall.
Because, like you say, you can get round the wall.
It doesn't matter.
You can travel by sea. We have done this. We have in the past.
I think, though, we should get a wall for the UK on all of our borders. It's all
around the coast.
A wall of sea.
Here we go. Like a Nazi
several
town.
Kilometres of sea.
Yeah.
Nazi town's up for it.
That's a bit of white.
As Hitler
white
said.
White cliffs, Dover, stopping the immigrants.
We don't have enough artillery guns
that's
on the coast
racist,
of Dover.
Isn't it? Mate, we've got lovely white cliffs, and then we've got fucking Scarborough itself. The people of Scarborough defend Scarborough. No one wants to go there. It's like you basically most seasides are shitholes. No one's.
Now we need
in
more tourists on the east coast. How would Santorum be like?
More tourism.
The Scandinavians getting in.
We should.
You like obviously
time on first.
Scandinavian raiders.
We have the
like Viking raiders.
Actually,
we need to.
2 minutes. Yeah. Let's wrap it up. Guys.
Yeah. What's everyone's thought?
Yes. What's everyone think? Go on, I'll turn you for this intention.
Firewall.
You want a firewall?
Yeah.
I want a dry stone wall because I think it'd be really good for a niche.
Well, so are you up for building a wall?
As long as it's dry stone.
Oh, okay, fine.
It'd be really good for Welsh builders.
Exactly. I think it'd be very good for a lot of UK trade.
UK like subcontracting.
Yeah, we could export all the material as well.
Times go. I think
West of Oxford building a wall is one of the worst things we can ever do.
Hang on. What did Towns say?
I love this fair.
I think for a West democracy. This is one of the worst things you could ever do. What a waste of money.
I think it'd
be a great monument to go and visit as a tourist.
That is a very good point. No one's thought about that. I'd love to go.
I think Trump's wall is complete nonsense, but if Kenny can get the dry stone wall in, I won't begrudge the Welsh and Scottish like artisan builders
Wallace.
Like going over there and building.
That's what they're called, mate.
I'm up for it, but I'm not an advocate for keeping Mexicans out. No, I'm not an advocate for keeping people out.
Why not?
Well, keep them out anyway. So.
People out your ass, mate. You're a fucking hypocrite.
Why let them into America anyway? But I'm up for like the jobs it'll bring.
You can
man in the wall.
So
can you imagine man in the wall? How many jobs that'll bring?
Why don't they hire Mexicans to man the wall? Then it's like
the only thing I'm concerned
about. That's what
they're
going to do anyway.
I'm only concerned about how on earth is he going to make Mexico pay for it.
Load of shit, I don't know what I was about.
Who's it going to harm? Who's it going to hurt? No one. Apart from the American economy.
Well,
Chris, I'll stop it there, because if you can take $6 billion out of the American economy and just give it some fucking wall, someone's going to suffer that.
Right. America makes $6 billion in 10 minutes.
Not if it all comes through our wallets, mate.
They don't give a fuck about $6 billion, mate. They spent $13 billion on the latest aircraft carrier.
Exactly. Who cares about $6 billion?
I mean, it's fair. Bollocks. As Americans, they control the economy, right. So therefore, all wealth is theirs.
And thus,
there's your
statement.
So, everyone, thank you for coming to this New Year's edition.
Fuck off.
We've discussed some one very important topic tonight. How do we feel about Wolves? And we have very different opinions. As you probably do in the new year. We hope you all have a good new year. And look forward to talking to you all in some many more clown casts. Thank you. Good night.
Hey, Kenny, if you were a disabled man and you're in a wheelchair, would you... Sorry, stop that there. No.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.